Hello there, friends. Lyle here, your snowball-heaving, sugar-plums-dreaming host of the One Clap Speech and Debate podcast. The holidays may be past us, but the winter most certainly is not, and I come once again bearing gifts. Welcome to a long winter's clap, 12 days of speech and debate event overviews. For these episodes, One Clap will be delivering event overviews and resources that I hope will be helpful for novice judges, coaches, or competitors. So what's going on with these shows? Well, for each app, I will provide a quick overview of the chosen event, a couple of sweet and spicy tips for each event from expert coaches or competitors, and links to helpful resources to help you rock your performance. These overviews are certainly not meant to be comprehensive, but should hopefully give you some information on each event and then provide resources for an independent deep dive for listeners who want to learn more. So settle in for a helpful event overview gift for your speech-loving ears from One Clap Speech and Debate. Today, dramatic interpretation. Dramatic interpretation, also known as DI, also known as drama, is an individual event in which a competitor chooses a short story, a play, a cut piece from a larger text, or just any other published piece, and interprets this piece in a performance up to 10 minutes long. It is, of course, meant to be a dramatic performance. Here's a description straight from the NSDA. Dramatic interpretation, contrary to its name, is not all about drama. While dramatic elements are key aspects of the event, melodramatic or overly sad selections are not ideal choices for performance. DI lacks props, costuming, sets, and other luxuries seen in various forms of performance art. Students who choose to compete in dramatic interpretation should focus on suspending the disbelief of the audience by portraying a realistic, emotional journey of a character. The performance should connect to the audience. Students who do dramatic interpretation may perform selections on topics of serious social subject matter, such as coping with terminal illness, significant historical situations, events, or figures, as well as racial and gender discrimination, suppression, and oppression. Students should select pieces that are appropriate for them. Considerations for selecting a DI topic should include the student's age, maturity, and school standards. Much like humor, drama is a one-person scene, but instead of going for humor, a dramatist goes for something more serious. But like humor, drama requires a mastery of characterization, a strong understanding of the heart of the chosen piece, and a disciplined approach to timing and blocking. Also, a whole lot of practice and nuance. Dramatic interpretation presents a variety of unique challenges for student competitors. Additionally, dramatic pieces are touchstones for student emotional growth and understanding. Dramas can be powerful, impactful, and inspirational in the careful hands of a student competitor. Here are five quick tips from the distinguished drama superstar, Bailey Patterson, a Kelly Walsh alum and now graduate assistant for the Communication and Journalism Department of the University of Wyoming. Tip number one, choose a script that you love. It's difficult to create a compelling piece if it focuses on content you're not passionate about. Tip number two, visualize the world your character inhabits. Who are they talking to? How heavy is the object that they're holding? What does the room that they're in smell like? When you visualize the character's environment, you can more authentically imagine their experience and your audience will find your performance more believable. Tip number three, earn your dramatic moment. Cuttings that are dramatic for the entire 10 minutes feel redundant and often become boring, even if the subject itself is interesting. Create a build in your script cutting to one clear climax. A steady progression to the saddest or angriest part of your piece is much more thrilling than a story that's all sad all the time. And this leads perfectly into tip number four, which is volume does not equal emotion. The impulse of a performer in a dramatic interpretation is to yell, sob, or even scream. While these choices shouldn't be avoided altogether, find the moments of comedy, quiet, and even joy your character experiences and feature those in your performance just as much as the serious moments. And finally, tip number five, do your research. It's okay if you don't identify with your character or characters 100% of the time, but you need to understand their needs, wants, and motivations at every point in your piece. For example, if you're portraying a victim of the opioid crisis but don't have experience with this yourself, don't spend time memorizing lines and rehearsing your blocking. Research the history and stories of those who actually experienced the opioid crisis in some way. Remember, your character may be fictional, but they embody real-world experiences, and it's your job to share their story to bring about a meaningful change. Thank you so much, Bailey, for these outstanding tips for dramatic interpretation performers. If you'd like to hear more from Bailey on One Clap, well, you're in luck. I will link to her interview. I will also link to other episodes which may support dramatic performers as well, and other helpful resources for dramatic interpretation on oneclapspeechanddebate.com. If you have or know of more resources for students, coaches, or judges, reach out to me and let me know. I'll link these resources on the website as well. If you have an idea or a request for One Clap Speech and Debate, shoot me an email at lylewiley@gmail.com or reach out on the One Clap Speech and Debate podcast website or social media linked in the show notes. This new year, maybe consider supporting One Clap Speech and Debate by checking out our Patreon page linked in the show notes. You can partner with me on this journey for as little as $1 a month and stop patronage at any time. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the One Clap podcast wherever you listen. Watch for new episodes of One Clap, Rock On, Debate, Coach Connection, Speech Love, and Long Winter's Clap. They're coming up soon. Thank you for listening. Best of luck to everyone out there competing at tournaments, and clappy new year from One Clap.
Happy holidays from One Clap Speech and Debate.